Non aveva il ponte. Non è.
Vai di, ma si è Bhagavan. Vai di, ma si è Bhagavan e Guru Gauranga, Giridhari. Today, we have completed our 26 days of Parikrama. It is obstacle free. And today, our Parikram, first of all, went to Barsana, to Vrishabhanukunda, and to Kritika Kunda, and they are taking Achman. They went to Shaktikor. And there, how Krishna accepted taxes, and how the gopis took revenge, and how amongst both of the parties they had love fight, how gopis tied his shikha to the trees, and the sakas also, they were punished. And in the end, they made Krishna dressed as Gopi. They put a yogurt pot on his head, and they broke that pot, and everybody enjoyed laughing, joking. And then, if you will do it, will you do it again? You just fall down at Radharani's feet, then only we will leave you. Then he really fell down at her feet, and then he was spared. And thereafter, to Gahavarvan, you went. And then
Morkuti,
Vilasgarh, Nangar, and Nangar places you went where Krishna gave charity donations. He gave Radhikaji as charity.
Radhikaji
began to cry, protest. Then he gave equal weight, equal to her weight, he gave gold and got her freed, and like this. And the Shriji is going in her temple, you went. You had her darshan and had Harikatha. After that, Pili Pokhar, Anucha Gaon, Lalita, where marriage was, ceremony was arranged, her palace, etc. You had darshan. And then you went to Surakunj and came back. There. In Sakri Khor, the pastimes which were performed, Damodar, what kind of pastimes were performed? Speak a little. He is asking to Rasanand Prabhu. In brief.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hello.
We under the guidance of Gurudev, performing our Vrajmandal Parikram, today we went to Barsana. Under inside of Barsana, we went to Geherwan. Sankripur, we went. The forest which you are circumambulating, that is Gauharwan. Gauhar means deep. What is deep? Radhika's emotions, her moods are very deep. Radhika's moods are very deep, very gambhir. Where in Barsana, where there is shower of fame, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, honor of millions of universes, he takes shower in that frame of hers. But going, passing through Rangili Gali, the Rangili Lane, we then were in Rangili Gali, Shyamsundar along with Braj Gopis and Radharani. He colors them completely in his frame. And then we reach Sankrikor. In Sankrikor, Sankrikor means very narrow path. It is such a path there which only one person can cross at a time. One side is Brahmachal mountain and the other side is Vishnu mountain. That is why where Brahma himself for 60,000 years performed austerities to achieve mercy of Radhaji, to achieve the service of Radhaji. He is as a mountain himself has appeared there. We were hearing there that in his heart, in Raj, he is even ready to take birth as a stone to get the mercy of Radhaji. That is why Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya, he appeared in this, he accepted this because in Brahma's heart, he has moved to get the service of Radhaji. And Brahmaji is the first person to whom he is giving Kam Gayatri. That is why these moves, emotions are in Brahmaji's heart. So has Brahmachal mountain, and on this side, he appears there himself, Brahmaji, and Vishnu also wants to serve Radhaji's lotus feet. And he appears there as a mountain. That mountain on the other side, the way the mountain is fair, that Radharani, like Radharani, he, the mountain is also fair. And this side, like Krishna, Somlakshan is this side of mountain. And in the middle is Sankripur, this narrow path. Krishna, one time, with his cowherd boys, grazing the cows, now he has not brought today any breakfast. The Sakha said, "Oh Kanaya, we are very hungry. Please arrange something for it to eat." Then Krishna says, "Don't worry." He brought the cowherd boys there, waiting for the gopis. The cowherd maidens, they are coming with pots of yogurt and milk on their heads. And then Shyamsundara climbed on the mountain, took a stone, and threw it at the pot. The pot got broken and the gopis took bath in the milk and yogurt. And then one gopi, there are only one gopi is there, but so many sakhas. Now she is being looted, everything is being stolen. She became so embarrassed and shy at all this. And then she went to Radharani and complained. She said,
Hey,
Admiring him. He's so beautiful, so sweet. Today he came and he threw a stone and broke my pot. Matki, what means matki? Pot. My flame is the matki. This matki residing in the heart. He means all my shyness, embarrassment. Breaking means, the pot means, she broke this embarrassment, shyness, and now the stream of my love started to flow. And what is this taking bath in yogurt and milk? Means they are completely drenched in love of Krishna. Oh, like this, he is behaving towards my sati. I will show him. Now, because they have behaved like this, tomorrow again they will attempt the same. So we will be hiring in the coins, and then you will see how we will teach him a lesson. Next day, same. Now, he has tasted this. Again, he came to the sakhas. Now, one gopi is going along again. Now, the cowherd boys again try to capture her, kidnap her. And now she whistles, and all the gopis who are hiding around in the kunja, groups and groups of them, they come out, and not even one sakha was able to escape. They brought everybody. Somebody's shikha was bound to the tree, somebody was bound with hands to the tree, and now they began to slap, and the sakha was saying, we don't know anything. Oh, our leader is Kanaya. This Kanaya told us, this black, he is your Kanaya, your leader. Come here, bring him here. Come here. They made him dress as a woman with the skirt of the gopis, and in the ears, he's wearing earrings. Yes, exactly. Now he is looking like a Braj Gopi. And even they gave him two, three pots of yogurt and milk on his head. And then one Gopi went at a distance, threw a stone, and now Krishna is taking bath in this yogurt and milk. And hold your ears. Sit down. Get up. Will you behave like this with our sakis? And he began to cry. Oh, I hold my ears. I'm telling you, I promise to give my word, I will never again do like this. Braj Gopi, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is so controlled by the gopis. Just by movement of his eyebrow, millions of universe can be created or destroyed. Just by the movement of his eyebrow, or just by his desire, universes can be created. But today, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, under the love of Krishna, he has come so fully controlled that he is holding his ears and his management is making sit ups. Oh, I will never behave like this. So, like this, in Sanskrit means, this path is very narrow. Two cannot walk on this path. Means only one person can cross at a time on this path. and the path of prem is also similarly very narrow. In that path, only with one pointed mind you can cross this path. Means Krishna wants you give all your attention, strength, power to me, attention to me. Whatever you do, do it for me. Then I will liberate you from this world. If you give even a single percent of your mind, heart to somebody else, I will not liberate you. So the path of prem means 100% you should give to the shelter of Gurudev and Vaishnavas. One circle, Bhattaru.
Putting the part of yogurt on his head Lalita Sati herself takes a rod and throws it at the pot of yogurt, at which time Krishna becomes decorated with all of their yogurt. And other gopis grab Madhumakho, and they tie their sikas to the branches of the trees there, and they slap their faces, and Lalita and Radhika and the other gopis grab Krishna, slap his face, he makes it swollen, and Krishna is full of anxiety that he's been defeated. But Radhika and the gopis are all very joyful. So who gets the most pleasure out of Krishna being defeated by the gopis? That is Krishna himself. Krishna takes the greatest pleasure in being subservient to his associates, and he becomes the most subservient to Radhika and her associates. Therefore, of all the many names of Krishna, just like there are Gona names and Gopi names, the highest name of all, the most complete name that coincides with the most complete forms of Krishna are Radhakan, Radhanath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, because the highest aspect, most complete aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth is subservient and is being defeated and controlled by the love of Srimati Radhika and the gopis. So Tantri 4, which is in Vartana and upon the body of Lord Brahma, who performed austerities at the end of Kachi Yuga, to please the Lord. The Lord asked him, Krishna asked him, what benediction can I give you? And he said, I want to witness the pastime of you and Radhika and the gopis and your all associates. So Krishna blessed him just as he blessed Lord Shiva to become Nandeshwara and hold all of Nandagal on his head so that he could always witness the pastime. So Krishna blessed Lord Brahma that Varsana is resting on all of his heads. And there we see the Vishnu Parvat and Brahma Parvat. And so Gurudev actually got a grand award several years ago near this place, near Gauri Mandir, for being the Yuga Acharya. And many, many hundreds of Vrijvasis and various organizations honored him with so many garlands and flowers and plaques and speeches because of all the work that he's doing to spread the glory of these holy places all over the world and also renovate all the holy places. So Gurudev glorified all over the Braj for establishing the glory of Tantri 4 and all the other pastime places.
From there, our pilgrimage did go over one parikram,
Vilasgarh,
and Mangarh, etc. There are so many childhood pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In Morkuti, Krishna, along with Srimati Radhika, they became dressed like a peacock and danced there as a peacock.
Shri Gita's
temple was Radhaji's temple. There, Radha and Krishna have so many pastimes.
Pilipokhar,
it's a very famous place. One time, Srimati Radhika ji, in Pogan Davastha, she went to Nanda Bhavan. Yashoda mother is loving Radhika ji just like Krishna. With her own hands, she is feeding him. One time, she colored her hands yellow. Means she accepted her as her daughter-in-law, that your you will get married to my son. Radhaji became very embarrassed. Before going home, she began to think, what will my parents say? Then she, there was a pond, she cleaned her hands and that became yellow. That's why it became Pili Pokhar. Pili means yellow, Pokhar means pond. Then she went to home and Unchagaon, you know that it is Lalitaji village. It is on the Athor mountain, her village. Nearby is Ter Kunj, Kund, where how Krishna gave Radhikaji as charity, then he gave equal to her weight gold to the Brahmin who had come begging to get his daughter married off. Then Shakigiri mountain, Lalitaji's viva, the marriage ceremony which where took place is also this place, is also there. They tied the knots of Lalitaji and Krishna and they began to sing marriage songs. There is a this shila which is reddish. If you put water on that, rangoli, the vermilion starts coming out from there. The gopis used to slide on that stone playing. And then we went to Surakund. Surakund is making excuse of worshipping the sun god. She is just making excuse to meet Krishna. There Krishna, as a Brahman, as a son of a Brahman, he dresses and comes there. He comes there taking some book with himself. Madhumangal is also with him. Lalitaji says, can you find some Brahman who can come and perform this worship? Then he brought Krishna. Seeing Krishna, she became so astounded. Lalitaji, that very qualified this boy, he is Brahman, he will make this worship. When Krishna organized this worship, Mitra means Surya or Sakha. Like this, very astonishing words he used, very double meaning words he used in prayers, and then Radhikaji wanted to give some gifts to the Brahman. Then he said, Krishna, I don't accept any gifts. And Madhumangal became very happy. He said, I will accept all this. Many laddus he took and all these pastimes were performed there. Like this, in Surakund, from Surakund you have come back. Giriraj Govardhan. My translation. What? What? This one? Let it be. Speaker.
After that, we went to Ganga, where one brother wanted to marry his daughter. He went to Krishna, Krishna gave him Shrimati Radhika, and he changed her way to Gauru. Then we went to Sriji Mandir. Previously, that was a court of Sri Radha and Krishna, where they performed many confidential pastimes together. Then we went to Pili Pokhar. Pokhar means pond. There, Shrimati Radhika was in her pre-adolescent stage. So Shrimati Radhika has as much affection to Sri Radhika as she does towards Sri Krishna. Then when she saw Srimati Radhika, she became very excited. Oh, she will marry my son. Then in India, on the time of marriage, they brought holy turmeric on the hands of the bride to me. That time, Srimati Radhika was most embarrassed. If I go home and they want to see my yellow hands, what will happen? Therefore, she washed her hands and that. Therefore, it became known as Pili Pokhar. It means yellow. When the yellow water became yellow, even today you can see some yellow color. Then we left to Uchidam, place of Pradipa Devi. There is Deha Kund, where again there was a pastime of Krishna selling Shrimati Radhika. Then Sakagiri Pa Since Sri Kumar is saying that through the Brahman, the very cool, they don't know the glory of Srimani Radhika. There is such a big karma also. One time Krishna and Lalita were sitting together, then the sunnies tied their clothes together from the east and began singing marriage songs. Also, that the red paint on the feet of the gopis is still present on that slimy stone, to rub it in a bit of water. Even today, that also comes out at that time. And finally, we're in the Sri Kund. They still have that Srimani Radhika now, the excuse of worshipping the sun god. That time they could not find any Brahman. That time Krishna had disguised himself with in a Brahman's bed, dressed wearing with Madan Mangal, with some shastra in his hand. Then Srila became very excited. He seemed a very qualified boy. Therefore, anyhow, they engaged Krishna in the puja. As Krishna was chanting the mantra to sun god is Mitra. So Mitra means sun god. Mitra also means like friend or therefore, Krishna was chanting the mantras. This had some other meaning. Therefore, this was the puja was performed in the most astonishing fashion. Then the Srila was very impressed. She was to give some donation to Krishna. Krishna said, I'm not a greedy person. I'm not that type of Brahmin. Madhu Mangal said, I'm that type of Brahmin. So he took all that time. He was very happy.
যদি
গৌরবতা কৃষ্ণ অহং পূর্ব মহং পূর্ব সংস্কৃষ্টে কবি কবি
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
सुखदेव जी
वर्णन कर रहे
हैं
जो पुलिंदी कन्याओं की बात कही कुमकुम फ्रॉम द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा लोटस फीट एंड स्मीयर इट ऑन देयर फेस एंड बॉडीज एंड दे स्पेसिफाई देयर लक्ष
उनसे भी अधिक ये सखा गोपकुमार
इवन मोर फॉर्चुनेट आर दी सखा दिस गोपकुमार डिस्क्राइबिंग देयर ग्लोरीज नाउ दे आर सेइंग दी गोपीज टू हैव देयर नीड और टू वांडर इन द फॉरेस्ट कृष्णा व्हेन ही टेक्स काउंटलेस कॉव्स एंड काउस
अपने घर से निकल करके
ही गोज फ्रॉम हिज होम
और मेरू
he blows on his flute and the buffalo horn collects his friends in one place and these goat brothers goat boys also come from their house together with their innumerable calves and cows and now hundreds and thousands and millions of cows they are they graze them they feed them they milk wander around from one forest to another there with flowers very soft leaves the flowers of the forest they decorate Krishna and they decorate themselves also sometimes just in playing they steal each other's flutes and they start searching for their flutes and when they see that oh my flute is there now they throw it to somebody else far away like this they are playing together with Krishna sometimes somebody is playing the flute somebody is pulling a monkey's tail and also jumping just like monkeys from one tree to another some sakha behaves like a frog and jumping like a frog in the forest very wonderful pastimes they are performing like this and Krishna sometimes they make sounds like a bee buzzing sound sometimes like a and on they begin to stand on back and like this they are playing totally absorbed Krishna When he sees the unprecedented beauty of Krishna, he travels a little distance away from his sakhas, then the sakhas cannot tolerate this separation. They begin to search. And if they see Krishna, I will touch him first. Like this, they shout and all the children run towards Krishna. And when they touch Krishna, they become so happy. And like this, what kind of fortune these kids have? The yogis who are Brahmagyanis, that happiness of Brahma which they achieve millions and million times more than that. These kids, human kids, who are just ordinary kids, like ordinary kids, that Krishna is playing with those gopas. Such a Krishna, they catch him, run towards him. The yogis cannot even catch with their mind. Now the sakhas are running towards him and catch him. And they become so blissful, so joyful. They are laughing. Krishna is also laughing with them, enjoying all this. Like this reading. Tell him to give me his translation. I could translate. Guru is asking him to translate.
Because seeing a kumkum coming from the bodies of the gopis, seeing it on the footprints of Krishna, now resting upon the ground, they take that kumkum and wipe it upon their face and bodies, thus their calm or their loss is completely dispelled and they become peaceful. But even more glorious than the punitis are the suckers, the friends of Sri Krishna. Shishabhidev Goswami describes when Krishna comes to the forest for lunch, that time countless thousands upon thousands of boys and calves join him. Coming each from their own home with their own group of calves, they merge together and go to the forest. Some play flutes and some play buffalo horns. The boys also have minutes upon minutes of calves, and they move from forest to forest. The cowherd boys decorate Sri Krishna with flowers, soft leaves, and other forest paraphernalia, and they also decorate themselves. They play in various ways. Sometimes they steal the food of one boy, and he goes to search and pass to another one. Sometimes the boys grab the tail of the monkey, and the monkey jumps from branch to branch, they swing with the monkey. Some boys imitate the sounds and movements of frogs. Some hum like bees. Some imitate the standing motion, standing position of storks. In this way, they become completely absorbed in happiness. Sometimes, when Krishna moves ahead to see the beauty of Vrindavan, the boys learn, "Aham Purvam, Aham Purvam, I will touch him first." And when they learn and touch Krishna, they become very happy. Therefore, these boys are even more fortunate than the yogis. The yogis cannot even catch Krishna by their mind. But these boys, considering Sri Krishna to be another father, a normal human like child, they desire and touch him. The yogis cannot touch him even in their meditation.
Reading. Praising the great fortune of the kids, Shukadeva Goswami is saying these words. Like this, the cowherd boys perform their various childhood pastimes, grazing the cows in the forest, with Krishna. What kind of past tense they were? That which can give realization of Brahma, the bliss of Brahma. The saintly persons, what they experience as Brahma Sukh, the bliss of Brahma, they are wondering with that very Brahma, what kind of fortune they have. Who is this Krishna? The sadhu means he is a supreme worshipable, supremely worshipable for those who are saintly persons or those who are liberated. The personification of bliss and those who are enchanted, enamored by Maya, this Krishna. He seems like the bliss of Brahm for the liberated souls, such as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When you say sadhu, you should understand this, that who is Brahma Jnani. And he is supremely worshipable for those who are in Dasya Bhav. Such Prabhu. He is performing different playful pastimes with this boy. You are also supremely fortunate that you are wandering in the pastime places of Sri Krishna. Wherever you have gone, these are all very beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, and it is totally over flooded with dust from that lotus feet of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Barsana. That Sakri Gali, Shriji Kund, Pili Pokhar, Uncha Gaon, Surya Kund. It's not simple that you go to these places, it's a matter of great fortune. And ordinary children think him to be upset. But who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete and full opulences. He is not ordinary. Like this. This Narbalak means, human child means, this child who is dressed up as a youth, as a young boy, decorated so attractively. Or the gopis think that he is our beloved. This is what they think. They don't think of him giving a lot of bliss to the gopis. And these kids, they are so fortunate that they are able to perform different playful pastimes with that Krishna, and even increasing the joy of Krishna. And themselves are also finding so much joy. I think we will stop today. And I think you should rest tomorrow. It is Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj disappearance day. Tomorrow is also Ekadashi. Everyone will follow Ekadashi. Do not use any grains. And we will discuss the glories of Gaurakishore Babaji. And what relationship he had with my Gurudev, we will describe that also. You please, everybody, listen to this in the morning class. God bless you.
That the yogis who can only realize Krishna in the form of Brahma Jyoti Surus. The cowboys and people, the three cowboys are even more fortunate than those in Jasira, the sadhus, who realize Krishna in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The cowboys are even more fortunate than the liberated souls. Realize Brahma Sukh in personal liberation. But that same Krishna is realized by the bound soul, they see him as no free person. Is that the same Sri Krishna? The Supreme Lord endows us with sweetness and opulence.
are also so much fortunate that we went to all these pastime places when the Krishna marched the ground of Brahma Mandal with his bare feet. It is not a matter of small good fortune that today we went to it is not a matter of small good fortune. Therefore, these cowboys are greatly fortunate. They do that same Supreme Lord. Krishna to be like an ordinary boy. That's that Krishna who is endowed with unlimited opulence and infinite sweetness. They play with him freely. And they go become even more fortunate. They now have the feeling of Bhagavad Gita, feeling that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Or they feel a feeling of loving Sadhguru, like a normal, common-day relationship. The gopis performing pastimes with Krishna become ecstatic. Thus performing lilas with him that they keep happy and they also become happy themselves. Tomorrow the disappearance there, she got him from the Bhakti Mark. So tomorrow we will discuss his wonderful character, his relationship with our Padma Gurudev. Also, everyone should take note of the glory of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, কালে কালন্দি কাল সকাল নটার সময় হরিরাম দীক্ষার আয়োজন করা হয়েছে। এই কার্তিক মাসের কালকেই হরিরাম বা দীক্ষা, এরপরে কার্তিক মাসের কোনো হরিরাম বা দীক্ষা হবে না। পরশু দিনে হবেন হবে। কাল নামে হরিরাম দীক্ষা কি আয়োজন কিয়া গিয়া হ্যাঁ जो हरिनाम दीक्षा के लिए इच्छा करते हैं कल नौ बजे तक प्रिय भजन छुट्टी में आ जाए और कल तो हवन होगा, इसके बाद हम इच्छा हरिनाम का कोई इच्छा नहीं है। और जो दीक्षा लेने वाले पुरुष भक्तों के लिए माता मुंडन करके आएंगे और जो कोई उठकर यज्ञवजनी सुपरी चाह ये सब नहीं चलेगा। आपको मुझे बताया था वृंदावन इधर भी आए हैं, उनको पहले उसके खाते देखा होगा कि सुपारी खा पा ये सब चलेगा नहीं, पहले छोड़े उसके बाद होगा। यह तो बातें किया है सुबह में तीन चीज है तो 9 AM यूट्यूब पेज पर मुझे भजन छुट्टी वही पर वन तीन चीज है। Tomorrow is the last and final intercession day in Kartik. After tomorrow, nobody is in this Kartik. So for the next year, you want to stay in Kartik. So, I'm already taken steps that you have to step in that day here. So, 9 a.m. And after tomorrow, we will start the exercise. Combine up for our Shripad Krishna Maharaj and Shripad Gaur Maharaj. So, please don't delay.
9 a.m.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.